You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
So, Ben, we are discussing the National Party, and I think we should play this little clip first.
Indeed.
But a bit of a warning, there's a bit of
intolerable sort of language.
Racially insensitive. From the leader of
couple of swears.
The opposition, some swear words, so just be warned.
So we should probably say what this is.
This was
go a on, secretly recorded conversation between Jamie Lee Ross and Simon Bridges discussing a $100,000 donation from a Chinese business person that was supposedly in exchange for getting one of his relatives into MP Candidates College to become an MP. And that it was then broken up into all these little donations, which is illegal. And I think Jamie Lee Ross was trying to record Bridges saying that it was his idea, not Jamie Lee Ross's, to protect him.
Goodness me, I've listened to this probably about 10 times.
It's just lovely to listie to.
I know it's supposed to be bad, that it's secretly recorded, but I do love seeing behind the curtain.
It just sounds so fake, too. It sounds like they're two voice actors trying to act out this transcript of conversation. It's like, you know that $100,000, Simon? Oh, yeah. Anyway, you'll hear it right now.
Listen up.
I mean, it's like all these things are, it's bloody hard. So you've only got so much space, it depends where we're polling.
Yeah, I know.
You know, all that sort of thing, two Chinese would be nice, but then, you know, would it be one Chinese and one Filipino, or what, you know, what do we do?
Two Chinese would be more valuable than two Indians, I have to say.
Yeah, which is what we've got at the moment, right? But then the problem there is you end up... you know, end up in a shit fight because you've got a list MP, you've got two list MPs, and it's pretty mercenary sitting MPs. This is all that shit. And then we've got the issue of we could end up getting rid of some list MPs if we wanted to bring in some of those new ones. But then if you do that, then you're just filling up your list even further with the ones that you've got to sort of look after.
Yeah.
I mean, I reckon there's two or three of our MPs who, I'm not thinking of obvious ones like Finlayson or Picarda, but actually we just want them to go, like more MPs, fucking useless.
That's nuts.
Righto, so that was quite a shocking call, I think, when he calls Maureen Pugh fucking useless.
Yeah.
Not that I knew who Maureen Pugh was before
yesterday. Yeah, I mean, and reading off about it, apparently she's really like anti-vax.
Well, there you go.
She's isn't she the associate
child.
Children's?
Yeah, what is Ben's analysis of this? I'd like to know.
I mean, my first thing is, of course, with this donation that they broke up, why did they break it up? Why can't it be? Why is it so desperate that they're going to be breaking the law to hide it? Because I'm pretty sure they've gotten big sums of money from, like, tallies.
They must have.
Horrible. Yeah. Well, is that meatpacking currently controversial? Because they're really hard on their sort of striking workers right now, and they seem to be fine, you know, announcing they get money from them. So what is so... Is that noise coming from here? Anyway, play through that. Why do they need to cover it up so much, I guess? Plus, and there's the other bit about how they were also getting money, which seems to have been less reported, that they got a lot of money also from the Exclusive Brethren.
Yes, now this is sort of echoing what happened to old mate Bill English a few years back.
Not Bill English, I think it was Brash.
The National Party has been in trouble with the Exclusive
Brethren. Yeah, it's like they can't get money from anywhere else.
They seem to be regular contributors.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Fair enough.
They've got this like construction company.
Yeah, they've got a lot of money.
I guess there's nothing wrong with that, technically.
So in that little phone call, there's some talk about pushing out some MPs and bringing in some Chinese MPs.
Yeah.
And in that, Jamie Lee Ross says...
Chinese would be better than two Indians.
Yes.
Which is what they currently have.
And of course, Simon Bridges has been doing a bit of damage control today. A picture of him talking to
much as he can.
Indian community. Do we want to hear him in yesterday's press conference when he didn't feel the need to apologise?
Do we have that clip here?
We do have that clip.
I'd love to hear his voice.
Right now, here's Simon Bridges doing his press conference yesterday.
Do you apologise to the Chinese and Indian communities for the tenor of that phone call?
No, I don't think there is an apology needed there. As I say, it's a frank conversation, but the reality is I believe that New Zealanders will understand in context what I'm saying, which is what I've said today, and that is that National's proud of our multiculturalism and we want to make sure we're reflective of New Zealand. But bluntly, that means our growing Indian, our growing Chinese, our growing Filipino communities.
Yes, that was Simon Bridges talking about his not feeling the need to apologise for the phone call. Do you think he should have apologised?
I mean, partly just from a political standpoint.
Well, I think you should.
It probably would have been rather like common decency to.
Yeah.
Even if it, well, I mean, it probably would have been insincere either way. But, yeah. I probably should have made the effort to at least look like you would have.
Chinese New Zealanders are quite an important voting bloc in Auckland for the National Party.
Well, certainly. And that's, I guess that's what he was saying in the phone calls, that they need more Chinese MPs.
But it seems weird that we sent them on the phone call privately and they're not apologising.
Yeah, well, he said, you know, it shows that National is committed to having a diverse and representative.
It kind of seems like forced diversity, though. Like,
well, that's the thing, is they're sort of saying what you said is just another kind of Chinese person, so we'll get the Chinese vote, rather than them being there because we want them as a valuable part of the caucus.
So and we want to hear what they have to say. Mm. It's just like, okay, this is the voter bank we want to capture.
Yeah.
I wonder if that is politics. It wasn't much about voting and much about what was like money, because when they said valuable, $100,000.
Because, of course, National does get quite a few donations from the Chinese community.
That is true.
I think
New Zealand, I was reading, apparently, they do quite well.
And because you can hear them saying in the thing, oh, that's great, this is in the longer version, which is available on all media companies reported this, but especially RNZ, which didn't bleep the fucking useless part, which is
good on them,
I think. No censorship.
Good on them.
My state broadcaster.
Stand tall.
But anyway, just looking at some of the media reaction to this, you've had Patrick Gower from News Hub, Simon Bridges is finished. So taking a pretty, step on there.
It's a brave call.
Tracy Watkins for Stuff saying it's embarrassing but not incriminating.
Mm. Well, I think the main thing also about that is that Jamie Lee Ross said, I've got this incriminating evidence that Simon Bridges has committed electoral fraud.
Yeah.
And it just wasn't really that in the call, was there?
He's certainly knowledgeable of it.
But he never goes, oh yes, I think you should go split that money up.
But it almost sounds like it's already happened in the call, and that he has knowledge of it.
Well, I suppose, to quote Simon Bridges, I'll paraphrase him, this is now a police matter, and we'll see what happens with us.
As a prosecutor.
Yeah. As you see Jamie Lee Ross wandering into the Wellington police station.
Oh, he is. I think he's done this.
Proud.
Actually.
Smirk across his face.
He's obviously had help here.
Well, that's the thing, he wouldn't be doing this unless he had some support, unless he's just a total rogue operator.
That's definitely.
Yeah.
Because he has confirmed he's been speaking to Simon Lusk, who's this sort
of
shadowy
figure
in New Zealand right-wing politics. He was quite involved in dirty politics. I think it was associated with various hard right MPs. What was the guy who got, I think, stood down in Northland before Mark Mitchell, Sabin.
Yeah.
I think he was a friend of his. And then he'd generally been promoting these sort of quite right-wing MPs with the sort of Judith Collins faction of the National Party. And she's been quite, been playing an interesting role in all this, because she stood next to Bridges at yesterday's press conference. Or maybe the day before,
but not yesterday's.
There's been a lot of press conferences.
There's been so many.
Quite a few, yeah.
And it almost looked like Collins had just been dragged out. Although then she did say that she described Jamie Lee Ross as delusional.
Yeah.
Which is probably not the
Do you think that's just to show support and loyalty to Bridges?
I mean, I would assume so, but it is still, like, I guess that just, if they were all in on it, then they'd just go, oh, well, that was just something I had to say, but it still seems like quite a...
But I think,
I mean, afterwards, what's she going to do? Just immediately welcome him back into the fold?
Certainly, if you're looking at contenders for who might take over if Simon Bridges were to resign, then Judith Collins would certainly be in the mix.
Which she put her hand up last time.
Yes, of course.
Do you reckon it would work, like, so soon after?
Well, no, I think she'd probably want to wait until much closer to the election.
Yeah.
To
become... Well, that's Bridges' biggest advantage right now. No one else wants the job.
But I certainly think if they start dipping in the polls, they're in a lot of trouble. Oh, he's in a lot of trouble. Yeah. But I think it's certainly not the last we're going to be hearing about this. It's going to drag on for
a long time.
I hope not. It's the most exciting time in politics.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.